Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering how does the aero bridge in the airport docks perfectly to the airplane? On landing in Bhopal for the Pachmari trip, the airlines assisted us with the weighbridge to enter into the airport. Aero Bridge is the famous place where all people including celebs take a snap to flaunt on social media. When I was a kid, I used to think, how this works and how is it docking so perfectly? Let's find out how this happens. When an aircraft arrives at an airport and completes its journey on the runway and taxiway, it arrives at a designated area known as an aircraft stand or bay. Here, when you disembark from the plane and enter the airport terminal, facilitated by a crucial piece of equipment called a jet bridge or aero bridge. A jet bridge is essentially a mobile bridge that connects the aircraft's door to the terminal building. It is powered by electric motors or hydraulic system to enable its movements and adjustments. Additionally, it is equipped with various sensors to ensure the safety of the bridge, aircraft, and individuals on the ground nearby. Though this concept sounds similar, it is made with complex components. These components hold a significant reason for the creation of the aero bridge. Historically, aircraft doors had necessitated assistance for passenger boarding and disembarking, typically provided by mobile aircraft stairs. These stairs, adjustable to various aircraft types, aligned with the door for safe passage. However, mobile stairs lacked protection from adverse weather conditions or convenience, especially for the special needs passengers. In 1962, Frank Der Heuven, an MIT aeronautical engineer, patented the jet bridge concept, aiming to enhance passenger comfort, efficiency, and weather protection during boarding and disembarking. Jet bridges, which connect aircraft and airport buildings at the same level, cater to your comfort, and particularly to those with mobility challenges. This innovation isn't exclusive to aviation. Similar boarding bridges serve cruise ship passengers and astronauts boarding rockets. Jet bridges offer weatherproof conditions, maintaining a comfortable environment with their built-in air conditioning systems. While exiting via mobile stairs may offer a novel experience to you, frequent flyers or those less enamored with airport surroundings often prefer jet bridges due to weather concerns and noise at the aircraft stand. Here is an important tip for you. Passenger feedback often reflects dissatisfaction with the airline services when jet bridges aren't utilized, emphasizing the importance of this technology in modern air travel. Even I do prefer jet bridges compared to that of mobile stairs, and the reason is because of the weather conditions. Having learned about its features, what might be its key components? Jet bridges consists of five main components: the rotunda, telescopic tunnels, elevation system, cabin, and traction system. The rotunda serves as the bridge's interface with the airport building, providing a familiar environment to you. Telescopic tunnels, supported by the rotunda and elevation system, adjust in length to accommodate various aircraft sizes. The elevation system, powered hydraulically or mechanically, raises or lowers the entire bridge to align with the aircraft door. This ensures compatibility with different aircraft geometries. The traction system, colloquially called the bogie, facilitates movement of the bridge. It comprises wheels and motors for forward, backward, and sideways motion. The bogie's rotation is controlled electronically to navigate the bridge effectively. The cabin, equipped with the operator panel, engages with the aircraft. The panel controls bridge movements via a joystick and displays critical information. Cabin features include the cabin bumper, canopy, and auto leveler. The cabin bumper prevents gaps between the bridge and aircraft, ensuring your safety. The canopy shields you from external weather and is retractable. The auto leveler, employing sensors and motorized mechanisms, maintains the bridge's alignment with the aircraft as it adjusts to change in aircraft height. A crucial safety feature incorporated into the jet bridge operation is the inclusion of a dead man switch within the joystick control mechanism. This switch functions straightforwardly. It prevents joystick operations unless the operator actively maintains pressure on a spring-loaded lock. If the operator releases pressure on the lock, the switch disengages, halting all bridge movements regardless of the joystick's position. This mechanism safeguards against the unintended bridge movements. Unintended bridge movements can arise from various scenarios, like operator incapacitation during bridge operation due to a sudden health emergency, accidental activation of the joystick by any personnel leaning against the control panel after bridge engagement, inadvertent manipulation of joystick by a child passenger during boarding or disembarking. Thus, the dead man switch serves as a simple yet effective safety precaution during the jet bridge operation. The aerobridge industry is set to experience significant expansion in the foreseeable future, fueled by the rising air travel demand, advancements in technology, and infrastructure enhancements in critical areas. Participants in the aircraft sector should vigilantly track these market dynamics and potential openings to leverage the anticipated growth in the aerobridge segment. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how does the aerobridge in the airport docks perfectly to the airplane. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.